Here at the ABC, we love your stories, and everyone's got one. That's clear.
Our next guest is a local woman who's just been awarded a national scholarship through the ABC, created to support people with a disability.
She won't be a stranger to you if you've listened to ABC Newcastle for any amount of time. Congratulations, Kath Marney.
Thanks.
We were so excited to read that you had won this regional storytelling scholarship, and people might know you from your role with Community Disability Alliance Hunter.
Yep.
But welcome to the ABC officially.
Thank you.
You're a colleague.
Yeah, how cool. It's really exciting.
So for those maybe who haven't heard you speak to us before, Kath, you're blind. You've been working with the Community Disability Alliance Hunter for some time now.
Yep.
Why did you want to put in for this scholarship?
Because radio's always been something I've been really keen to do. I feel like my life's been kind of, feels like a bit of a sliding door scenario, because it's kind of like where I wanted to be about, well, precisely 23 years ago when I did a communications degree at uni. And but for a whole lot of reasons, that didn't happen. And so I've been really, you know, thrilled and happy to do other things in my life. And now I feel like it's actually a much better time than it would have been then. So it's a bit of a long-held dream, if that's not too full on a thing to say.
No. This scholarship does give you the chance to tell a story that you've chosen. So what was in your application? What's it called? What will it sound like?
Well, all that will be developed more as we go, and with a really exciting mentorship that the ABC makes possible as part of the scholarship. But in broad terms, what I have put to the ABC is to explore the relationship between people with disability and our support workers. So the people who, you know, help people with disability out on a sometimes daily basis with anything from support to get out of bed and have a shower to being part of their community, our community. So it's a pretty broad idea at this point, but I find it a fascinating and sometimes challenging relationship.
What are the challenges, Kath?
There's lots, Jen, because with the advent of the NDIS, people with disability now have a whole lot more control, a whole lot more say about the who and the when and the how and the what and the why of support. So the challenges are sort of maintaining a relationship which is a really fluid, in a really fluid environment. So it's got, you know, a lot of comparison to the working relationship, and I try to think of my support workers as colleagues, but there are some emotional content that you don't necessarily encounter in your workplace. So you're just really wanting to look at when does it work, what are the challenges, and hope that I can really reflect the, you know, the really significant relationship that's often a one-to-one relationship between a person with disability and the person who can be in their life on a really regular basis.
Kath, it's an important story to tell. What do you think people that don't have a disability, don't understand that relationship, will get out of hearing it?
I hope, Dan, that it just kind of raises awareness and is a point of reflection actually on all our relationships. So, you know, there are really fascinating parallels as well as differences. So how do we manage relationships in general? And then what are some of the unique factors? But hopefully they're still, you know, they're unique, but they're kind of transferable and almost universal in the way that all of these things impact on relationships.